I love getting boxes in the mail. Even though it's usually me who's ordered and paid for whatever's in the box, I still love it. My dogs love it too. That's right, my dogs, because once a month, they get a special box from a company called BarkBox. And inside that box are treats and toys just for them. And they love both. You can get a BarkBox for your dogs too through a monthly subscription when you go to BarkBox.com/GreyhoundNJ. And when you do this and are a first-time customer of BarkBox, they will donate $25 to Greyhound Friends of New Jersey, helping us to get more greyhounds into homes. Check them out. It's BarkBox.com/GreyhoundNJ. Welcome to About Greyhounds, the podcast about
greyhounds.
This is Jacqueline Howard of Greyhound Friends of New Jersey.
And this is Al Cavallo, also of Greyhound Friends of New Jersey.
Al, I like to mix things up on the About Greyhounds podcast, you know, keeping it fresh.
Yep.
So, on this series, we talk about greyhound health, behavior, bigger events, among other things. I also like to tell historical and ancient stories about them. In episode 9, A Goddess, a Greyhound, and Immortality, we talked about a Greek goddess and what she had in common with a famous greyhound. And in episode 15, we talked about some important greyhound constellations. In this episode, we're going to show how they're all connected.
Is this going to be a snooze fest?
What? No! I'm the rare type of English major who really didn't like, dare I say it, mythology in college. But the stories we're about to dive into have it all. Intrigue, backstabbing, cheating, and more, including greyhounds.
I'm in. What have you got?
I'd like to start with Lelaps. It's spelled L-A-E-L-A-P-S. He was a greyhound in Greek mythology. So Zeus, do you remember him?
Of course. He's the god of gods in Greek mythology.
Right. Zeus is married to Hera. There's another character in the story named Europa. She was a virgin Phoenician princess.
Wait, does Europa have anything to do with the continent Europe?
In a way. Here's an interesting fact. And you know how I'm full of interesting facts.
Indeed.
Okay. Europe is part of the combined continent of Eurasia. The word Europe is derived from the Greek word Erebus. Erebus means dark. It stands, so to speak, for the quote-unquote west, also known as the place where the sun sets. So one night, Europa has a dream about two continents. One is Asia and the other is unnamed.
Europe?
Maybe. In Europa's dream, the continent takes the form of two women, and the women are arguing over Europa. Asia maintained that since Europa was born in Asia, she belonged to her. But the other continent said that where she was born wasn't important. The unnamed continent believed that Zeus would give Europa to her. Europa is so disturbed by this dream that it shakes her out of her sleep. Feeling restless, she summoned her companions. I like adding sound effects where I can now. She told them to go with her to pick flowers by the sea. As they're doing this, there's a lurking, peeping Tom.
Zeus?
The one and only. Zeus, a married god, mind you, is oogling the young ladies. He's especially drooling over Europa. But someone is watching Zeus.
Not Hera, his wife, I hope. Someone would have a lot of explaining to do.
Nope, it was Eros.
Ah, Eros, Zeus's grandson and the god of love.
Can you guess what he did, Al?
I'll take an educated guess. he shot one of his love arrows into Zeus.
Once again, you've nailed it. Now, Zeus can't help himself, and the oogling of Europa goes to the next level. Zeus turns himself into a beautiful white bull. So beautiful that he is the most striking bull that anyone has ever seen. He even smells like flowers. Since the bull, who's really Zeus, appeared to be very tame and gentle, the young women approached him to pet him. Then he laid down. Europa slid onto his back, and at that moment, he took off with her on top of him, plunging into the sea. As he swam rapidly from shore, they were joined by a parade of other gods, including Triton, who was blowing his horn, and even Poseidon. At the sight of this, Europa concludes that the bull must be a god. It was then that Zeus confessed his love for her. He took her to Crete and declared that she would give birth to famous sons.
Spoiler alert, she did.
Indeed, and I'll get to one of them in a moment. Zeus had a greyhound.
So here's where the greyhound comes in.
I told you, the greyhound's name is...
Lelaps. And I know about Lelaps being a mythical greyhound. He caught anything he had ever hunted or chased.
Right. Zeus gave Lelaps to Europa as a gift. One of Zeus's and Europa's sons was named Minos. At some point, Europa gifted Lelaps to him. Buckle your seatbelts, because here's where it gets salty.
Are you going to segue again?
Yes, but just for a moment, and it's worth it. There's a married woman named Procris. She's friendly with Minos. One day, Procris, think about that name, Procris, was bribed with a golden crown to have relations with a guy named, and I'm probably going to say this wrong, but, well, there I go saying it wrong. You say it, Al, because...
Ptaleon?
Ptaleon. That's what we're going to call him. Okay. Ptaleon. But it goes bad when they're discovered relating by Procris's husband. She flees to Minos for help. And as it turns out, he has a rather personal illness. Well, Procris somehow heals him. As a token of his thanks, Minos gifted Procris with Lelaps, the greyhound who always catches what he chases, and he gives her a javelin that never missed. Procris later on reconciles with her husband. By the way, the husband's name was Cephalus.
I'm sensing a pattern with these names. You weren't kidding, that got salty really fast.
Well, I told you, and this is a family show, so we'll just move on and just... Cephalus and Procris. Okay. But wait, Al, there's more. And here's where things will really loop back to the other podcast episodes I mentioned earlier. One day, Cephalus, Procris's husband, gets kidnapped by the goddess of dawn. Frequent listeners to this podcast may remember an episode where we talked about her. Her name is Eos. The thing is, Cephalus continued to pine away for his wife, which drove Eos nuts. After 8 years of holding him, she finally released him back to Procris. Procris was happy to have Cephalus back and gave him two gifts.
Let me guess. Lelap, the greyhound who always caught his prey, and a javelin that never missed?
That is correct. And it was also a fatal mistake. One day, Procris secretly followed her husband up a mountaintop. Cephalus heard a noise and, not realizing it was his wife, threw the javelin toward where the sound came from.
And since the javelin never missed, can I guess that it killed Procris?
Yes, you may. That's exactly what happened. Cephalus runs to her as she's dying. Her last words were to ask Procris not to marry Eos.
That's a strange request, seeing that Eos held him captive for 8 years. What happened to Lelaps?
Let me introduce another animal character into this story, the Tumessian fox. I won't go into his backstory because it's rather disturbing and has no direct bearing to wrapping up our story, but I will say this. The Tumessian fox, and I don't know if I'm saying that right, Al, was destined to never get caught. Keep that in mind. The Tumessian fox was causing some problems, so Cephalus decides to have Lelaps the greyhound that always catches what he chases go after the fox that was destined to never get caught. This creates a, you could say it.
Paradox?
Paradox. Zeus.
Back to Zeus again.
Yep, it all starts and ends with the god of gods. Anyway, Zeus realizes that the hunt will continue for all of eternity. To stop the greyhound and fox in their tracks, he turned them both into stone. Then Zeus decided to turn them into constellations. He really enjoys that. Canis Major, which is a constellation, is the greyhound Lelap, and Canis Minor is the Tumessian fox.
Hold it. In the constellation episode, you said that Canis Minor and Canis Major were Orion's greyhounds. Which is it?
I certainly did say that. This is what happens in ancient literature written by multiple authors over a period of many, many years. So you be the judge and decide who Canis Major and Canis Minor represent. Most people who follow mythology and constellations are in the Orion camp.
Roman mythology followed Greek mythology. Romans often incorporated Greek mythology into their own. So I have a similar yet very short Roman myth about a greyhound named Lelaps.
They have the same name?
They sound the same, but the Roman Lelaps is spelled L-E-L-A-P-S, where the Greek started with L-A-E.
Got it.
In the Greek story, Lelaps is a greyhound that catches whatever he hunts. Diana, the goddess of animals, gave Lelaps to her friend Procris. While Procris and Lelaps were out hunting, the greyhound spotted, then chased a rabbit.
Typical greyhound fashion.
But the gods, for some reason, didn't want the rabbit to get caught. Subsequently, their solution was to turn both Lelaps and the rabbit into stone. The end.
That's it?
That's it.
It's interesting how these myths morphed over time from culture to culture. The greyhound breed is thousands of years old, so it's fun to hear how they were represented in the millennia-old storytelling of the people who lived and loved them. If you'd like to listen to our episodes about Eos and Orion and what they have to do with greyhounds, links to each are in the show notes of this episode. Until next time, I'm Jacqueline Howard.
And I'm Al Cavallo.
And this has been an About Greyhounds podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Sometimes I like to take little detours out of our adoption, health, and behavior topics to give these windows into the past. At Greyhound Friends of New Jersey, we're dedicated to helping greyhounds who raised find their ways to loving homes. And we never turn away a greyhound, whether he or she needs medical care, including treatment for long-term chronic conditions. All of this takes a lot of time, volunteers, and money. If you enjoyed this episode or have been enjoying the series, please consider donating to help Greyhound Friends of New Jersey continue its work. Your donation will go directly to help the dogs. You can find a link to donate in the show notes of this episode. The platform, talent, research, equipment, and website for this podcast have all been donated specifically to bring it to you and everyone else who wants to know more about greyhounds. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.